Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as He guides us into all truth, is helping us to extend the love of God. He's helping us to live the life of God, which helps extend the love of God, outreaching towards man. Every soul is very precious. What if people treated everybody just like Jesus treated them? What if people honored each other? Instead of, you know, from the world, the worldly perspective attempts to disqualify anyone besides yourself. The world would rather keep others beneath you, and that logic is so dead. And when people come to the Lord, sometimes it gets blended into the way that people do things. And when you don't know what to watch out for, you can relay the activity of the world as you're attempting to honor God. The subtle things of the enemy must be taken down. This is why we're designed to have dominion. But our dominion should always be on perfect point with what Jesus is doing. A lot of times, Jesus gave us the right to pray for whatever we will. He said, if you abide in me, my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, it will be done for you. Because why? You're a citizen of heaven. You're here to represent the love of God. You can have whatever you need to get the job done, and you can be blessed for doing it. And all of this takes time. But the things of the enemy must be taken down. Before Israel would go to war, they had to always, in every war they ever did, they had to get rid of their idols. And a prime example is Gideon. Before the Lord would deliver them, he had to tear down his daddy's altar. He had built an altar to Baal. And after it was discovered that it was all torn down, smashed. The men of the city wanted to kill Gideon, but his own daddy said, if Baal be a god, let him defend himself. So Gideon's father was not 100%. Even though he had an altar, he knew it was foolishness. Sometimes people go along with foolishness because they don't have the courage to stand against it. And when others around you don't, whatever they do, that's what people do. That becomes the normal. This happens in every club, society, church. Whatever is done is the standard. But when you go to the Lord and He guides you into all truth, and you trust the Lord and you act on what the Lord is doing, you break the barriers that hold people back for generations. And then, only then can you walk in the dominion of God. Kenneth Hagin taught about authority. Authority only works if you're subject to God. According to James, he said he put being subject to God first. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Then he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In that order. It was always that order. After Joshua died, they asked the tribes, they had to go to war. They said, who should go up? And then the Lord said, Judah should go up. And then Judah went up and they had victory. But over the generations, people stopped following God. And then in the Battle of Benjamin, when the men of Benjamin killed the man's concubine by sleeping with her all night, the man chopped her body up and sent it to every tribe. And they had to come to war. And the War of Benjamin, they did the same thing. They said, well, they at least acknowledged God. Well, who should go up first? The Lord said Judah should go up first. But after their meeting in the council, and you know, Israel went up first and got destroyed twice. by a much smaller nation, because they didn't follow through with what God said. So being subject to God is how you win in war. If you can't be subject to God, your authority against Satan is virtually useless. You just have positional authority, but it has no backbone because you're out of order with God. But when you're in order with God, when you're subject to Him, that's why so many pastors make the mistake being cocky. They try to do it that way, what they plan. They're a good idea. They don't, when the Lord tells them what to do, they waive that and do it that way. They're not sinning. They're just not being wise. It's wiser to do what? To stay subject to God. Because when you're subject to God, you can really do some things. You can really go forward. You can really have understanding. When you follow God, it's well thought out. It's perfectly thought out. And then you can do what you're sanctioned for. I don't want to do something I'm not sanctioned for, because I can mess up what God is doing. I may not be strong enough. I may not have the courage or the wisdom or the knowledge. Something's wrong. If God didn't sanction me for it, I shouldn't do it. See, but I'm more powerful doing what God, precisely what God say and what He prepared me for. I'm more powerful if I do it, if I do precisely what God say do. I'm not so powerful on my own. I'll be like the tribes of Israel that went to war. They wanted to win. They wanted to be noble, but they were less qualified than Judah. Judah wouldn't know how to do warfare, and they would have won following Judah's leadership, the tribe of Judah, because that's what God put first. And ministries fail because they don't. Men will not always put what God put first. Sometimes people do what they put first instead of what God put first. And it's not going to work right. But when God put something first, when He said Judah should go up, and you have to watch and pay attention to the Holy Spirit to know who God put first. Some people have the charge. If you don't have the charge, you just don't have the, that's fine. But who has the charge? That's who you talk to. If you see that somebody has a charge from God, wisdom and knowledge, all you have to do is receive it. They can be the asset you need. And sometimes the Lord will show it to you plainly and give you evidence of it. But people, through their pride, ignore it. And they do it another way. And they just like the tribes of Israel. They're noble. They want to do right. But they couldn't proceed forward because they still have worldly attachments. You can't have dominion. You can't walk in the dominion God gave you unless you know when to yield and when to. And you first, you got to detach yourself from worldly things. The last broadcast we did was called Structure. And the Lord had me dealing with the ability to subdue your life. You have to subdue it. Well, if you try to have dominion without the subduing your life, it's not going. Your dominion's going to have no spine. It's not going to have a backbone. You'll have positional authority, but you won't know how to operate in it. It takes the wisdom of God to operate in that kind of authority. Having dominion is very important. Sometimes, if you love God, if you're watching Him, you won't make the mistakes that others make. A lot of times people make, they feel like, well, God chose me, I'm the leader of this, I'm the pastor, I'm the apostle, whatever. That's fine. But when the Lord gives somebody what you need and show it to you, you ought to have enough love to acknowledge that person to do what they need to do. Whenever the Holy Spirit give you a green light, that's when you jump on it.
Now, they are men of God. They do things that I don't do. Which, now, I thank God for what I do. I do what I'm sanctioned for. But when I listen to Henry Groover, he did things I wouldn't really want to do. I would do it if God told me, but he enjoyed it. He was more fit for what he did. And I can learn from him. So when I listen to his YouTube videos, the people take YouTube videos and sometimes they're 2 and 3 hours long. And when you take time and listen to this man, and you get the full history of the miracles behind, you know, and the things that happened in his life, it's a beautiful story. It seems to me that most people gravitate to people who promise them something. He's not promising you nothing but life. And he's showing you how to have the ability to make a difference. And that's not, it's sad to say, that's not very popular. Most of the churches that you'll see him preaching in were very small churches. They were not large churches. But he had the living miracles because he kept God first in his life. And God would do this with anybody. And there's so much, it ought to be thousands of people doing what he done. He shouldn't be far and wide. You shouldn't have to walk far and wide to find a man of his caliber. But most people will never do what he did. And then Steve Quayle, he's been warning people for over 40 years. He has one of the most remarkable ministries I ever seen. And I thank God for him. I make it my business to listen to him just like I made it my business to listen to Kenneth Hagin years ago. If you waste good, I mean, when God puts something in people, it's up to you to receive it. If you receive it, then you can do something. You can go forward. You can have a good time. You can be blessed in righteousness, and God will help you do what's necessary. But if God got to almost pull your teeth to get you to do one thing, you need to go back and subdue your life. You need to keep the in every step that God gave us, and when he told Adam what to do, he's talking to you too. What he told Adam goes for everybody. Because we were in Adam when God told him that. He told that to us too. Just as much as he told it to Adam. He said, be fruitful, multiply, refill the earth, because it used to be populated. Subdue it and have dominion over it. In that order. But you can't have dominion. Your dominion won't have a backbone unless you are subject to the Lord. And if you can't trust God, you can't pioneer. Some people in life, in the days of the pioneers in early America, they settled down. But the pioneers kept going forward, charting the land, seeing how big it was, navigating, clearing the path, planting apple trees so that the people behind them would have something to eat. They were full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. I hope they were full of the Holy Ghost. But it sure seems like they were. But they definitely had the wisdom of God. The man named Johnny Appleseed, he planted apple trees along the path so people would have food to eat. There were no restaurants. A pioneer, you have to go out there and live. It's just you. And you're the resource. When it's time to eat, you got to hunt your meal. It's a very uncomfortable life. But you find out things that other people are not learning. And when it comes to knowledge, if you can trust God, you can be a perfect pioneer. I told my son, there's a lot of things, everything I ever learned, there's some history behind it. And a lot of things I learned it in pain. I learned it in a very uncomfortable situation. I was trying to overcome something. And I decided every time by time, every time something happened, I said, I'm going to learn this. I determined to learn how to do whatever I was trying to do. One time I said, when I pray for healing, I want results. I said, Lord, teach me things about healing that I don't know. Another time I said, I decided I was going to learn how to not be tempted with women. And I talk about that on broadcast sometimes. And the reason I mention this is because, a lot, you know, in one of the books of the Bible, it said that your brothers have this, they're going through the same thing you're going through. So I want to, if the enemy is bothering you with something, you can subdue it. You can overcome it. And there's no limit to how much you can hate the things that is trying to definitely rob you of your life in Christ and aggravate your purpose. So I like to subdue things. I like to do things that make sense. I like to go forward. I don't believe in going backwards. Not when the Holy Spirit can guide you into more truth. And I learned beautiful lessons that work, not religious cliches and things that people use to tickle the ear. I learned how to live and overcome. And it's sad to say a lot of people don't have an appetite for that kind of knowledge because they've been baited so much with blessings. And so many pastors and ministers coddle people in their wrong, acting like people are so weak and so stupid that they gotta bait them with something better. I don't bait people with something better. God will bless you, but you need to be looking at Him. If you want to live, follow Him, and you learn how to be a blessing yourself. And then you'll have the dominion rewards. If you give to my ministry and God give you more money, you still got your same problems. But if you listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying, you can heal from your problems and you won't need to be blessed by giving me money. You'll be a blessing because you want to help people get saved. If you're broken out of luck, you need to be following God. God is with us. Jesus' name is Emmanuel. And I believe in giving. So and I know, but it's not just to get saved. It's out of love. I want to help the cause of God. And you know, people have presented things so crazy, and that's what people expect. And if you're not doing what mainstream is doing, then you're wrong. Or what am I going to get out of listening to your broadcast? You have to listen and see what the Lord is saying. You learn to be devoted to God. And then if you master that, then everybody in your life is affected. They'll have a better example. You'll walk in more light. You'll subdue your life. You'll have dominion. You'll stop making the same mistakes that everybody else is making. There are great men of God out there. My pastor, he don't believe in being seeker friendly. He loved the people. He sympathized with people, but he loved them enough to tell them the truth. But it's up to you to go on and know the Lord. And there's a lot of things people don't know about following God. See, we need each other's revelations. But if you're cocky, people that's cocky don't. They're just looking at what they learned. Remember, pride looks within. When people are pride, your focus will start. You'll start looking at what I can do, what God has given me only. And then when it comes to other ministers, when you listen to them, you listen to how better you are than they are. We're not better or worse. We're just different. And we're all necessary. There are different types of ministries. Some people are more noble than others in their way. Some people pay attention to the Holy Spirit and they are more enhanced than others are. But we all was washed in the blood, and we all need to be following God. That's where our strength is. See, pride, the focus that pride would have you to have is look within and seek to be some kind of a God over others. That's basically all pride is. You know, it's just self-worship. It's stupid. It's the opposite of who God is. I want people to be better off than me and have greater revelation because I'm going to listen. But you don't waste the things that the experiences that the Holy Spirit have given people. And you point people in that direction so they can do the same, so they can be blessed. When I send people the videos, that's the least I could do. If it bless me, I know it'll bless you. It's up to them whether they listen or not. But I'm out of time. And I know that the Lord will give you his strength. But you have to follow his guidance. And the more we do, the better off we are. Now my time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.